What's up, everyone? How are we doing today? This is Charlie MGH. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today I have a very special guest, but right now you're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was just Tegan and Sarah, Goodbye, Goodbye. One of my classic favorites. Sometimes when I'm saying goodbye to people and I'm never going to see them again, I like to play this song, especially if they're not good people. Get rid of them. Get them out of your life. How are we doing over there? Would you like to introduce yourself? Special guest of the week?
Yeah. Hey, Charlie. my name is Luis, but hopefully you already know that. I am from California. I'm a sophomore.
What do you do on campus, Luis?
What do I do on campus? Well, I am now a former senator.
Why? Why are you a former senator?
Our last meeting was last week. Wow, things pass by so quickly. I am a tour guide. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, tour guiding is pretty cool. I gave two tours today.
Yeah,
that's insane. What else do you do on campus? You do quite a lot.
Yeah, well, I used to do crew. I did crew for one semester. woke up at 5 every day.
That was fun.
And I'm going to be gone next year.
Well, why are you going to be gone next year? Let's tell everyone.
My greatest extracurricular is actually a curricular activity. I will be in Paris for study abroad next year.
Ooh, how long are you going to be there?
Ooh la la. Yeah, I'll be there for the entire year.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Why did you choose Paris?
Why did I choose Paris? To find bae.
That's a valid answer. That is a valid answer.
All right.
I think everyone goes to Paris to find love.
Yeah, it's a little cliche, but...
I went there when I was 3, so...
Did you find your love, Charlie?
No, I actually didn't go there when I was 3. I don't know why I said that.
Oh, well. Okay. Caught in a lie.
Hey, yeah, you know? But we have a great show for you today. Luis has some music coming up. I have some music coming up. We're going to talk a little bit to him about why he's going abroad, some of the things he does. Luis is actually a Tisch Summer Fellow.
Ooh, one-on-one.
Here at Tufts, yeah. So we're going to have an interesting discussion. Next week, we'll probably have Albert back, and then we'll see about some other special guests. But it's great to have a rolling cast every single week. Meet some new people on campus, get to see what they do. So yeah, just an update. I was elected to Senate. Thank you everyone so much.
Who Charlie. Voted?
I guess I'm taking Luis's job, but not really.
Oh yeah, you are.
But yeah, so we'll stick around. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you guys can stay around the whole time. Here we go. that first song right there. That was This Is the Life by Two Door Cinema Club, followed by Colorful, Panic at the Disco. The second one is one of my favorite songs. Listen to it a lot. Very, very, very good song in my opinion. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Luis, you enjoy that?
I did.
That's right, you did. Yeah, I did. Yeah, you have to say you did because you're on my show.
No, I genuinely enjoy that song.
No, you're lying to me, but it's okay because it's out of... Because you're being... you didn't come here to be attacked, did you?
Put on blast.
All right. So, Luis, let's talk a little bit about your tenure on Senate. You've done Senate for 2 years now, and all of a sudden you're going to be going abroad. No? Oh, you've done Senate for 1 year.
It's not much of a tenure. I've been on there 1 year.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you know what? Well, how has it been for you? What's the experience like?
It was interesting. We talk about it all the time on Senate, but it's really interesting how all of Tufts opens up to you and you figure out how everything kind of works. You see what's working, what's not working. And then all of a sudden you find yourself with a new ability to be able to fix it yourself, which is actually really exciting. Yeah. And I know a lot of people don't like Senate, maybe the Treasury, or maybe just how maybe the bureaucracy of it all, but being in it is really different, and it really encourages you to fix Tufts on your own, which is really exciting.
Yeah. So I was wondering, what are some of the things you have to say for people who might not know what Senate does, what Senate is, some of the members of the community who aren't so involved in Senate?
Yeah. So for most of you, you probably just come into contact with Senate for Treasury stuff. But a lot of the things we do are really go unnoticed, but that goes from things like the language tables, late night dining that started in the Commons and now opened up to CARM, and just a lot of new programs that keep popping up every year that administration normally wouldn't just go out and do themselves, but the student push from Senate is really what makes these things happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Is there anything you would like to see done in Senate when you come back?
I am very partial to the $15 minimum wage.
That's going to take a while, though.
That's going to take a while. But less tuition increases.
That would be nice.
Did you know that by 2019 to 2020, if it keeps increasing, our tuition will be $73,000?
You just had that locked and loaded, didn't you?
I had that locked and loaded. I'm ready to shoot.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That email, in case for those of you who didn't know, or community members, Tufts students got an email about 3.6% raise in tuition. Just kind of out of nowhere. Mm-mm. Yeah, so it's interesting to see what Senate will do with that, how the student body will react, and what will happen next year, because every year tuition goes up. We are the fourth most expensive private college in the United States, which is kind of insane. We are more expensive than Harvard and other peer institutions of our kind.
Great.
Yeah, so let's talk about what you're going to do over the summer, because you are a Tisch Summer Fellow.
That I am. I am a Tisch Summer Fellow. I'm going to be a number cruncher at the State House Treasury. I'm not exactly sure what that will entail, but yeah, I'll be at Camp Tufts. So excited for that. Making a commute like an old person. Older person.
Hey, it's part of the job. I used to commute all the time to high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would take the train an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, that's insane. Back and forth, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it's like living in New York City.
LA is different. You have to basically drive everywhere. It's kind of weird.
I can't drive. If I go to the club, I have to bring my passport.
I barely drive. I can't even park.
Just leave it running. You'll get back to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what is Tisch Summer Fellows, for those of us who don't know?
Oh, well, Tisch Summer Fellows is this really great program. They've partnered with several organizations and non-for-profits in D.C., New York, and Boston, and they have several placements in each city. You get an internship through Tisch, or through those organizations that they're partnered with, and Tisch gives you a stipend depending on what city you're living in. So, like, New York is really expensive to live in, so they'll give you a little more. And it's a great way to, like, you don't have to apply for the career grant, and it just basically gives you a way to get connected with alumni that have done it and work for these great organizations while getting some great experience.
That's amazing. Also, in case you haven't heard, the Tisch College for what was it before? Active Citizenship?
The Tisch College for Citizenship and Public Service.
Yeah. It's now been renamed the Tisch College of Civic Life, I believe.
Civic Life, yeah.
It was a $15 million grant from Jonathan Tisch.
Hello.
Wow, $15 million. You heard me right. That's more than I get paid for this. That's more than I'll probably ever make in my life, but wow.
Wow, this yeah. just became so real.
I wonder how much, like, $15 million would be, like, how much space would that take if it was just $1 bills? Wow. You ever wonder, yeah, like, how would you, like...
Or quarters.
Quarters, yeah. How much would that weigh?
Yeah, what kind of bridge could you break with $15 million in quarters?
Could you build a bridge with $15 million that could support $15 million worth in quarters?
Challenge accepted.
Okay. I guess it's time to change your major to engineering now.
Engineering, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you are majoring in three... You have three majors, right?
Oh, man.
You're quite the overachiever. What are they?
Wow, I'm... Wow, so many...
So many questions.
I am... Wow, I forget. International relations, economics, and French.
Wow. Those kind of all do go together in some way.
Yeah, somewhere.
That's nice. You must get a lot of people on tours then, three majors.
Well, yeah. I try to be as exciting as I can be.
Hey, yeah. Giving tours is tough. I had to give two today because it was Patriots Day here. I didn't know what Patriots Day was because I'm not...
It's not a thing.
Yeah, it's a local holiday.
It is. It's for the marathon.
Yeah, it's for the marathon. I had no idea what it was. And also, another local legend. I'm going to digress a little bit.
No,
so, what I heard here in Boston, they have Evacuation Day.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I heard that was because due to the large Irish population, they still couldn't get St. Patrick's Day off. So they went through the history books, found that the St. Patrick's Day lined up with the day that the British evacuated Boston during the Revolutionary War. And so they said, today's evacuation day, all of you have school off.
All of you must evacuate school.
Yeah, and what happened today was on one of my tours, in the beginning when I was trying to entertain all the people before everyone came, I asked someone from the area, because all the people visiting today were from Boston.
Yeah.
And he starts to roast me. He's like, you know what that is? That's an urban legend right there. And everyone was like, oh, snap. And I was just sitting there like, all right, I guess this tour's going to go well. So my first tour was not that great.
So it's not a thing?
It's not, apparently not, but I don't know. I don't want to take his word for it because he was just some dude roasting me on my tour. So, sorry, man. I don't know. That's a pretty cool story if it is true. But yeah, so I gave a tour today and 10:30, my 10:30 tour was pretty bad.
Wow, I was asleep.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? We were supposed to have over 600 visitors, so I signed up.
Okay, all right.
And I had 20 people on my tour.
What? How many people were here?
There were like maybe 300.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 200 something. I was pretty bummed. I was like, wow, history and education don't get a lot.
Yeah, you were ready to go.
So my 1:30 tour, I paired up with a friend who is an electrical engineering major and doing a graduate program and was an RA. So between the both of us, we covered a lot of areas.
Yeah.
And we had so many people. And some other groups had like 10 and I felt really bad. But I was just, it was a great tour.
Racking
I think
them up.
Everyone should tandem tour sometime. So I think we've been talking for quite a bit. Let's go play some songs because Luis has some songs lined up and we definitely want to get to them. Ooh. So here we go without further ado.
Make out what you're saying.
That was Temple by Kings of Leon, followed by New Americana by Halsey. Hope you guys enjoyed those two songs.
I definitely did.
Yeah. So just a quick, our weekly PSA, here we go. Want some diabetes with those deep fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar low, with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So sit back, relax, watch Food Network, and snack away. Worried about the complications of diabetes like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness? No problem. Paul Dean and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, and onion and mushroom loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse. That was a very poorly written PSA.
It was very enlightening.
It was just... there are four paragraphs here, and each one of them is a run-on sentence.
Well,
there's just, it's just, what?
If you want to learn more, take Nutrition 101 with Professor Diane McKay.
Listen, like, I am definitely, like, I do not argue against, like, PSAs and diabetes prevention, but this is just a poorly written one. Wow. Oh, my. This was such a struggle for me to read. And I think they meant Paula Deen, because there's a picture of
someone
who looks like Paula Deen eating butter. Yeah, and also this is in Comic Sans font, so...
Oh my god, that's
a crime better than that.
Comic Sans is a crime against humanity.
I'm sorry about this week's PSA. Yeah, yeah. I apologize, that was just unprofessional. Unprofessional. I would never in Comic Sans. Nope, never.
No.
I have a friend who I was talking to recently, and she loves designing things, like banners and fonts.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said that when she meets someone, she wonders what kind of font they are.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that so interesting?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of font do you think you'd be, Louise? Do you know many fonts? I don't even think I know enough fonts.
There's a font called Railway that I have been using very often. I've been using it for the Go for Gory campaign, designing her posters. And I really like that font. It's pretty. It's simple. There are no serifs. And, you know, it's
just
you nice.
Did design
nice
her posters.
Yeah.
So her poster's telling people where all her events are. You can probably see them all over the place along with a lot of chalk. Mm-hmm. I spent 2 hours just chalking for her yesterday. That was a lot of fun. Anything for Gory. Actually, if you go to the Acorn Head, you'll see Acorn Head for Gory. That's a nice little touch we did there. Do you know what the Acorn Head is?
I really have no idea what the Acorn Head is, but all I know is that it moves around.
No, it doesn't. No way.
Do you know that tree right next to the Prez lawn? That little circle? Do you know what I mean?
Maybe.
There used to be a flamingo. It's right down the Tisch steps.
Yeah.
The acorn head used to be there.
Really?
It replaced a flamingo that was here when I toured.
I heard it was an ostrich.
Whichever animal.
Just a bird with a big neck.
Bird with a big neck, long
leg. There was like this look on Luis's face just now. It was like, what? Like pure aghast.
Pure horror. Aghast. I'm aghast.
The emoji with the blue head and the hands.
Yeah.
Aghast.
It used to be there. And then they moved it up there where Adam Ratfogel took a picture of it. Several pictures of it, actually.
Adam Ratfogel is a current and future senator for the class of 2019 and a tour guide as well. Great dude.
Yeah.
Very funny. You should see his videos on Vimeo. Very, very funny, talented dude. Those are very funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that last sentence is so fake. It sounded like I was just like, it also sounded sarcastic. He's so funny.
He's such a great guy.
He's the best. All right, I actually do genuinely love Adam Ratfogel, though. All right, so we have around half an hour left. It's 4:31, and it's supposed to be 4:32. There we go, 4:32. We have some great songs coming up. Luis actually chose these next two songs, chose the artist, and then I said no, and then I chose the songs.
I try to go away from the most popular songs, but I mean, like, I'm not going to say no to playing these artists.
All right, so Luis, you want to just get everyone a little hype? Tell them, like, how much you love them?
Yeah. These two are currently my favorite artists. I'm seeing one of them over the summer, and the hype is so real. I have two tickets, but only one of them is for me. I need a friend to go with me. That's how excited I am for them, and here they are.
Here we go. If you want to be that friend,
HMU.
Let Luis know.
Cover, take that test. enough to carry on. No love, no admission. Take this from me tonight. Oh, let's fight. Oh, let's fight. Oh, let's fight.
Yeah.
Luis, let's talk about those songs because you chose them.
Oh my God, I am so hyped right now. Yeah, that first song was King by Years and Years, and you were just listening to the Queens of the Valley, Haim with Don't Save Me. Such great songs. If I ever need to get hyped, I just listen to them. Haim is coming out with a new album soon, and Years and Years is on their North American tour, but sadly it will not be there. Yeah, such great musicians. I don't remember where I found them, but somewhere in the depths of my Discover Weekly on Spotify, I ran into these new artists. Ollie, who's the front man for Years and Years, used to go out with, I think it's the violinist for Clean Bandit. So, you know, from Rather Be, they go like,
yeah.
So that's him. He used to go out with him, but they broke up. Like a really rare out couple. But that was, man, really exciting. Those two bands are on my top list right now. Hottest band of the century. Season, what are we listening to next?
Well, we've got some good stuff coming up next, but first, it's your weekly rundown of events coming up this week. So, on April 19th, which is tomorrow, that's Tuesday, we have the Mental Health Monologue, Strength and Stories at 8:30 in Goddard Chapel. On April 20th, we have China Care presenting Boba Tea and Brownies at 12 o'clock during Open Block in the Campus Center. On Tish Patio, also during Open Block, Chi Omega and Pi Delta will have a bake sale for Brownies. Ooh. Then at 12 o'clock at the same time during Open Block on the Lower Campus Center patio, go for Gori. Gori's campaign is holding a rally, so you can go and find out more about her Senate campaign, her platform, what she's done on campus. Really good stuff.
They will also have brownies.
They will also have brownies. Oh my goodness.
What a celebration.
So much stuff going on. Oh, because yeah. It's 420. Ha ha ha. Woo, so funny there. Sophomores, you have Halfway There on the 20th. On Tish Roof, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. A great celebration. There's going to be great giveaways. I will be bouncing as a part of Freshman Class Council, so that'll be fun. Make sure that you bring your IDs, otherwise you can't get on.
Charlie will bounce you out.
I'll bounce you like a basketball.
All right. Okay, Charlie.
Then the South Asian Political Action Committee presents Unfair and Lovely. Let's Talk About Colorism, 8 p.m. at the Women's Center. April 21st, we have the Student Organization Award Ceremony. That is... Let's see. I actually have to go to that because we were nominated for an award that we probably shouldn't win.
Ooh la la.
That's at the Alumni Lounge at 5 p.m. We also have Navigating Cultural Identities, Home and Transition, Thursday at 6 p.m. through the International Club. That's definitely going to be a good discussion. And then we have the LCS Spring Blood Drive on Friday the 22nd. At 8 a.m. Through 6 p.m. in Carmichael Hall. Make sure you go stop by and donate blood. Always important to donate blood. All right. And then on Saturday, there's actually a showing of a film that a grad student has done. I mean, not a grad student. That Rebecca Pessoa has done for, I think, a senior project. It's called The Miseducation of the U.S. Nation in Sogo Multipurpose Room, Saturday at 8 p.m. Talking about how students and educators have experienced education through backgrounds and different ethnic backgrounds and cultural backgrounds. So that'll be very interesting. On Sunday, the Tufts Tap Ensemble presents Loud and Sounds Sunday at 4 p.m. in Barnum 08. That'll definitely be a good show. And yeah, so that's pretty much it for this week. That's a lot of stuff lining up.
Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, the semester's winding down. Isn't that crazy?
Right, yeah. Right before finals is when the best events happen because that's when everyone is busy.
Yeah. Film series has the open movie night where they're showing Star Wars, the most recent one.
Outside.
Which is amazing. I can't wait to go. I love film series. Yeah. They do phenomenal work and they are taken for granted a lot, in my opinion, because it's week after week they just show movies. It's
pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh my gosh. All right, so we have some more songs coming up. We have like 15 minutes left or so. So we're going to try to play as many songs as we can because we have a lot of songs here. I don't know if we can get through the whole playlist. We probably can't, but here we go.
Got in between.
tried to square, not being there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rub our bikes into the sky. But now we call against the tide. Those distant days are flashing by. Let us hold each other. Lonely water, lonely water. Won't you let us wander? Let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river.
To the dark side, I wanna be your left hand man.
That first song was Hold Back the River by James Bay, followed by Riptide for Vance Joy. We don't have a lot of time left, so I'm not going to speak too much, but we have a song coming up right now from Dan Kroll. You might remember him from Cage Rage. Here we go. Enjoy. I know it's kind of still a bit early for me to announce it. I'm about 30 seconds early, but this upcoming song is coming up. Luis really wanted to play it, so this is a favor for him. And also, a thank you for coming onto my show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I'm kind of waiting on the clock right now because I am supposed to announce it between 55 minutes and an hour. Here we go, 10 seconds left. But you are listening to WMFO in Medford, Charlie MGH, every Monday at 4 o'clock. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to end on this song. I don't think Helen and Kevin are up right now, but... if so, then you should definitely stay tuned and listen to them. They have a great song and great show coming up. If they do, I don't think they do have one this week though, because it's just a weird holiday. But here we go. This is "We Won't" by James Young.
Bittersweet in your mouth. Can you stomach the doubt? I wish I could say what I'm feeling. I'm scared to let these words out. Don't go to war for me. I'm not the one that you want me to be. Don't call me up at 2 a.m. tonight. It feels so damn good, and I wish you would. And don't cry no more for me. Don't waste your time convincing me that maybe someday we'll get it right. Cause we never could. I wish that we would, but we won't, so just don't. We won't, so just don't. But we won't, so just don't. Don't.
I can't trust you, baby, cause I don't want to. This isn't fun anymore. Never hurt like this before. Broken dishes on the floor. Hearts exploding. Tell me why I'm still holding onto the love that we've been breaking. Damn, I thought we'd make it. No other way to say it.
Don't go too well for me. I'm not the one that you want me to be. Don't call me up at 2 a.m. tonight. It feels so damn good, and I wish you would. And don't cry no more for me. Don't waste your time convincing me that maybe someday we'll get it right. We burned faster than a cigarette in my mouth.
I know it hurt, but baby, we can't stop now. Baby, we can't stop now.
Don't go too well for me. I'm not the one that you want me to be. Don't call me up at 2 a.m. tonight. It feels so damn good, and I wish you would. And don't cry no more for me. Don't waste your time convincing me that maybe someday we'll get it right. 'Cause we never could. I wish that we would, but we won't, so just don't. We won't, so just don't. But we won't, so just don't.
We won't, so just don't.
Don't, don't, don't.
This is Come Back to Me by Urban Conan Toblo. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week.